This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A report out today from the Commonwealth Fund says young Latinos are among the most likely to be uninsured. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at why that's still a problem several years into the Affordable Care Act and what's being done about it.
The report found that people with low incomes and also minorities like African Americans and Latinos actually made significant gains in coverage. Sarah Collins is the lead author of the report.
And as the pie of uninsured people has shrunk, there have been some notable shifts in the composition of the group of uninsured in the United States.
Specifically, Latinos grew to 40% of all uninsured Americans, up from 29% 3 years ago.
One of the biggest reasons, among Latinos at least, is the Affordable Care Act excludes people who are undocumented from enrolling both in Medicaid and through the marketplaces.
Rachel Garfield is a senior researcher at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says the biggest hurdle limiting enrollment remains education and outreach.
Particularly for groups of people who English may not be their first language, even though a lot of materials are available in Spanish.
She says there's also a direct link between the number of people who remain uninsured and people who live in states that voted not to expand Medicaid programs. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.